I fear, remarked Quicksilver, slyly smiling, that you will find none of them at home. And by the by, my dear old people, where is the village that you talk about? On which side of us does it lie? I do not see it. Philemon and his wife turned toward the valley, where at sunset, only the day before, they had seen the meadows, the houses, the gardens, the trees, and the wide street with children playing in it. But what was their surprise? There was no longer any village. Even the fertile valley had gone. In its place, they saw the broad blue surface of a lake, which filled the great basin of the valley from brim to brim. The village had been there yesterday, and now was gone.
Alas! Cried these kind-hearted old people. What has become of our poor neighbors?
They live no longer as men and women, said the elder traveler in his deep voice. There was neither use nor beauty in such a life as theirs, for they never sweetened the sorrow of others.
Those foolish people, said Quicksilver, are all changed to fishes,